Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
You open here on a Wednesday. Good afternoon on the East Coast. Good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and, oh, by the way, whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the offices of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, rainy New Braunfels, Texas, and a long walk, but a rather short flight on the Millennium Falcon. His name is Tough Talkin' Troy Hall from the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Troy, how are you?
I am fan-banking-tastic. That's what I am.
You know, sometimes I wish the listeners could hear the pre-call.
Well, that would take all the fun out of all of the magic. It's sort of like letting people behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain, yes. But
when you're the great and powerful Oz, and they realize, oh, it's smoke and mirrors, you know? So, yeah, that wouldn't be good. But
well,
I had to do that introduction. No, wait a minute. That introduction was in honor of our guest. Because this show is in banking credible.
It is in banking credible. And this is
yes.
a credit union. This is a credit
and
union in Connecticut.
This guy is banking awesome. So
and he's
I
not afraid of the word.
Be,
and he's
oh,
not
no.
afraid of the word. Not afraid of the word
and
banking.
And thank goodness he's not in Vermont.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're not afraid of the word banking, it proves that you understand the marketplace. And today we're going to talk about, Troy, you and I talk about this all the time. I just said, sometimes I wish we could record or at least broadcast the pre-show. But many times, the reason you and I started doing this radio show is we used to sit around and say, I wish we could record our phone calls. And we've
yes,
always
sometimes.
Talked about...
And there are times when we wish we didn't record them.
Well, yeah, and other times if we did, you know, we'd have to change the rating on the show to, you know, PG-13. But our guest today is going to prove my point. You know, I know you're in a PhD program right now in global leadership. I'm always fascinated by people that are bettering themselves through education. I've thought about maybe getting an MBA or getting back into school because I'm fascinated by what's happening in our marketplace. But what I think the recession, I think if you can't look back, when we had Diana Dykstra on the show, this was in December, I think of 2010, she said, if we don't learn anything from the Great Recession, then shame on us. The thing that
right.
I've learned from the Great Recession is that locality, the concept of locality, where you get your groceries, where you drop your kids off at school, where you go out to eat once a month, that has survived, that has sustained brands during and now after the Great Recession. And today we're going to hear from a brand that is just doing its thing in Connecticut. They're not trying to win awards. They're not trying to, be the prettiest girl at the dance. They're banking. They are taking care of their members. They're engaging their audience. They got their social sites balanced out the right way. You looked at their site. You liked it, didn't you?
I do like it. And by the way, I just would have to tell you that it would be an entirely different show if I went back and I said, So explain to me about the girl and the dance, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to keep moving here for that. But no, I love the site and the energy.
Well,
and again, it's really great to see credit unions actually embracing the concept of putting themselves in the marketplace in a way in which they are actually letting the consumer know what type of business they're really in, as opposed to it just sort of being crowded kind of over to the side and really, you know, like, well, maybe we apologize that we have this particular product or service, but instead put it right out there, and I love
exactly,
that.
Exactly, exactly. One of the things, you know, the show is, you know, Troy, here we are a couple minutes into the show. I haven't even given the title of the show. The show is The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? When we do our training, The Power Performance, we talk to credit unions off the radio show and do training and consulting and keynote engagements and stuff like that. We talk about these musical principles that can be applied to the way you market your message. If you go, just Google Nutmeg Federal Credit Union, go to their website. The first thing I noticed when I got there, Troy, was that their scroll, where, you know, you see that very, very common scroll where they scroll through different pictures of products and stuff like that. It was timed perfectly. Too many times I go to a credit union's website and I'm watching the scroll and it's like, oh, look at that. They offer it just changed again. Oh, look at that. They offer, let's see, CDs. What's the – it just changed again. When you go to this credit union's website, it is perfectly timed. If I'm interested, I can read everything in the frame. I can click on the links and stuff like that. So, again, just a great example. You can go to a conference. You can attend a webinar. Jason and Troy bring it every single week. Real credit union success stories. Troy, I know you love this kind of stuff.
I do. I really love it a lot. And I cannot wait till we get a chance to talk to John.
Yeah. And for those of you listening, that is Troy's subtle way of saying it's time to go to the guest. Troy's going to have the first question for our guest when we get back. Folks, this is The Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? You're going to hear from a real credit union today that is doing its part to intentionally engage its audience out there in the beautiful state of Connecticut. And we'll talk to John Holt, their CEO, right after this. You're listening to The Power of Performance. If your brand were a band, would you leave your audience wanting more? One of the things that people always ask me on the show is, how do I get my own intro music? Well, John Holt got his Bon Jovi intro. Hey, John, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're awesome.
So, John, are you fan banking-tastic or what?
I am in banking incredible.
Absolutely. That is great.
It is.
Hey, well, you know, I tell you, it was just really like, you know, taking a look at your site, you know, knowing that you were going to be on the show. And Jason, I think, had told us before, he'd been trying to get you for a while, but obviously your, you know, our commitments have not necessarily aligned, so it's really great having you with us today.
My pleasure.
And so, you know, so one of the things that we kind of need to get a little bit of background, I want people to realize how energetic you are, how engaged you are in activity. So just tell the folks a little bit about stuff that you're engaged in and maybe how does that match up with your characteristics so they get a chance to understand John the leader.
Yeah, so I have been here at Nutmeg State Federal Credit Union and just a little bit south of Hartford for about 3 years now. And I guess a characteristic that kind of matches my personality, we move fast, we're aggressive. We do things probably that a lot of folks don't do in the marketplace, kind of similar to the way I am. And we've done things from a technology standpoint that a lot of folks haven't done. We are the first credit union in Connecticut to have a bus, a mobile bus, a branch on wheels.
Wow.
We're the first credit union in Connecticut to have a branch in a grocery store, surprisingly, but it's true. And we've kind of hit the airwaves recently with the campaign that you've referenced, our Banking Awesome theme, and kind of we're not afraid to talk about, use the word bank, and some of our commercials have really gotten people's attention, should we say. And in some cases, the attention has been controversial, but we expected that and we appreciate it because they're paying attention.
Well, exactly. It's sort of like the old adage that there's no such thing as bad publicity. Any publicity is great publicity. For people that are tuning into the show for the first time, and we always get that. We always get new listeners with the guests that we bring on the show. I am from New England in many ways. My parents were both born in Fall River, Massachusetts, you know, a 60-minute car ride from where you're talking to us right now. I spent all my summers up in New England. I'm writing a book called Cold Warriors and Christian Soldiers that talks about the conflict between Christians and non-Christians, and one of the chapters is about King Philip's War, which occurs right there in the Connecticut River Valley. Here in Texas, we love to think that we are the biggest and the best state. Our history goes all the way back, you know, to 1836. When I used to go golfing in Rehoboth, Massachusetts, I would see headstones from the 1600s. New England is a very old and traditional place in many ways. They value traditional leadership. When you came in 3 years ago, you immediately started doing television interviews and weekly news interviews. You made your personality kind of welded it with the brand. And I know people, I thought my Vovo would love that. My grandmother would love that. Tell us why you came in and right away began to personalize the brand to you.
Well, you know, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, I think New England traditionally is, generally speaking, conservative, the Puritan mentality here. And you know, and this is a market that's very crowded with a lot of banks, a lot of credit unions. It's the state, as beautiful as it is not big. I mean, there's only 3.5 million people here. So as far as I was concerned, coming in at the direction of the board, we needed to do things different. We needed to stand out. We needed to be the leader of the pack. We needed to take Bank of America and some of the bigger financial institutions on, and that's kind of what we've done, and we're doing that. I mean, you know, and we're not afraid to do it, you know, and in some cases, I think that's the way to survive in this marketplace. We're a community chartered credit union. We are next to the Bank of America's, the Wells Fargo's, the Chase's, and so on and so forth. And when people have that much opportunity, and you're such a small state with a small population, you got to do something different, and that's what we're doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do, and we're going to push the envelope a little bit, and in some cases it may make people feel uncomfortable, in some cases it may make some of our older members uncomfortable, but I think by communicating and educating correctly and constantly, I think they will see that this is to their benefit. That's how I look at it.
And John, I want to follow up on that controversy. I don't want to leave that hanging out there before I go to my next question. So just give us a frame of reference when you used the word controversy a couple of times. What was controversial about what you were saying?
Well, we're running this commercial. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. It's mirrored toward banking. It's called Banking Thoughts with Johnny Nutmeg, and it goes through, if you all remember that skit on Saturday Night Live,
yep.
where the words appear on the screen, and every time it gets to the word bank, it beeps. So if you weren't if you weren't looking at the page, you'd think that it's a possible
profanity.
You know,
yeah,
profanity,
yep.
But obviously it's
not. Oh my gosh,
it is hilarious.
It's
hilarious though.
Have you seen it? Yeah.
Oh, yes, I saw it on YouTube. I think stuff like that is absolutely needed. I love seeing edgy things done because the credit union marketplace is not a place where you often use the term edgy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and John, would it be safe to say that your demographics for your particular credit union, that you are really looking to attract that 35 and under crowd or the 30 and up?
You know, that is the case. I mean, we don't want to exclude anyone that's 35 or older by any means. And a lot of the folks that have seen the commercial and really liked it and thought it was funny and edgy have been over 35. But I think, you know, it would be safe to say that we're gearing those types of commercials toward the younger demographic. And in fact, a lot of the airtime for that commercial happens when those folks are watching TV recorded show, and we're playing it a lot, like on Saturday Night Live and stuff like that. So
yeah, it appears that what branding and that personalization is that you have really caught on to the relational side of our business, and that your presence that you've had, and you spoke before about your technology, about your mobile bus being around. In other words, what you're saying basically is, you know, we're going to create this relationship and we're going to bring it to you. If you don't want to come to the relationship, I'll bring the relationship to you. You go out to the grocery store, and you're right. It's not, I mean, you know, you kind of say you're the first one in Connecticut, and that's really great, but it's, you know, obviously been around for a while. But still, the fact is that what I think you're doing and what I'm assessing from just some of your commentary is that you are playing to the masses. So in other words, you're saying, look, we're going to go there to where you are, where you like to commune, where you want to be in relationship, and we're going to be in relationship with you. So if it's at the grocery store, that's great. And I'm assuming you do things at ballparks and other places and other venues like that where you've got a good group of people. Would that be safe to say?
That is safe to say. And in fact, we are in the process of entering a relationship with a local stadium here that the Rock Hats, it's what it's called, and we're, you know, we're going to be their sponsor. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. We're going to have a big, huge billboard, and this one will probably create some controversy. This billboard actually is a picture of a woman holding her child, and it says "One Mother Banker," and it's geared toward kids'
love it
accounts for the children.
We love it.
And so we're in people's face, and we're going to be out there.
It.
And I have no doubt in my mind that it's going to work, and I feel comfortable with it. Some people may not, and that's okay. Everyone's
respected. They can watch the ball game on the field, though. They can watch the baseball game. This is what I love about the – again, I talked about the whole concept of balance when I looked at your website, the scroll of your ads. When you go to the website, you see these things, and you can actually sit there and read them, I think, for 9 or 10 to 12 seconds, and then it scrolls to the next one. A lot of websites I go to, it's like 3 or 4 seconds. You can't even read what the product is. It sounds like you guys are, hey, if somebody is offended by this, like my grandmother might have been, she's not going to be on your website anyway. You know, she's not going to be looking in that space anyway. I thought you guys found a great balance between traditional credit union stuff, hey, get your checking, get your debit, get your mortgage, all that kind of stuff, and kind of that edgy new YouTube social media vibe to your marketing. When we come back from the break, I want to ask you, where do you see the credit union? You know, when I was an employee, I used to hate the interview question, where do you see yourself in 5 years? But I really believe we're going to witness even more changes in the banking marketplace. Where do you see the credit union in 2020 with all the stuff that you're doing now? And we'll do all of it right after this. Back on the Power Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We're talking to a credit union today that is taking their brand and intentionally engaging their audience. Yesterday, I mean, I follow a couple of credit unions on Facebook, and I saw one of a credit union here in Texas that just announced a new website for young people, high school students. Well, Troy, you and I had a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago that said websites are now her last resort. Generation
Yes.
Next could care less about websites, but that same person was at a minor league baseball game this past weekend because I found out about it on Facebook. John, you guys are doing so much cool stuff with the social media, with the edgy marketing. It's clear that you're trying to make your footprint a permanent one in Connecticut. If we asked you to look ahead to 2020, where do you see the brave new world of banking for Nutmeg State Federal Credit Union in 2020?
Well, I think we're gonna be obviously a lot bigger. We're gonna be the prominent name in Connecticut, and I think we're gonna do it by continuing to be cutting edge with technology. I think we're going to do it because we're going to hit a lot of the touch points where people are. We're going to invest a lot in the technology. I mean, right now, our mobile app, you can, you know, take pictures and make deposits of your checks. You can open an account on our mobile app and completely fund it. We're going to continue to invest in all of those technologies. So we're going to go head-to-head with those bigger banks, like, again, the Bank of America, but we're going to do it with a personalized type of touch because we're going to be smaller, we're going to be local, and we're going to be the household name in Connecticut, and hence the name of our credit union, Nutmeg State Federal
Nutmeg
Credit
State.
Union. This is the Nutmeg State, so we're going to fully embrace that and, you know, reach out to everyone, at least in the state of Connecticut, to do that. But we're going to do it in a lot of different ways. Our website you were just talking about, we're going to make that, we're going to virtualize that. That's the next step in building that. So it's a virtual experience when you go into the website. But we're also not going to forget about those members that walk into our branch and they want that personalized service. And we very much promote that Ritz-Carlton style service to our members, and that's something that's very important to me and the rest of the organization in terms of what we do. Because, again, we can have all of this stuff, but at the end of the day, it's how the experience comes across. So we'll do all these things and hope that everyone feels good about the experience at the end.
Yeah, I think, you know, that whole concept, you know, the experience, the relationship, actually driving service. You can't use service as a distinctor, as a distinction in the marketplace, but what you definitely can do is to make sure that you have it and there's a focus on it, because there isn't a person out there who doesn't go into any type of a retail environment or basically any environment today and does not expect good service, whether you go into a medical office or whether you go into the office supply store, whether you go to dry cleaner, go into whatever. I mean, everyone talks about, especially with the you know, with the gravity towards social media, I mean, people will tell what their experiences are. They're not afraid to shout it out there and to tell you what it is. So, mm-hmm. You know, those are really good things. And the balance between not leaving out people is sometimes challenging, but what I have discovered more than anything is similar to what you're speaking to, is that if you focus on relationship, if you have in the back of your mind that you definitely are going to do things that you know you're targeting for a certain group, you're not leaving other people out, but they may not be your number one priority, and you still are able to still include them, it works for you because you have a defined purpose and you have a way of putting it out there. Where I think leaders get in trouble is when they get apologetic for what they do and when they forget that you run a cooperative business that is for the betterment of the group,
absolutely,
not for the betterment of the individual.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you, like, it's a change of cultural mindset sometimes for us, because I spend an inordinate amount of resources sometimes because I get messaging from folks who say, oh, well, Mr. Smith was not happy with blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh, I know that, because there will be a few Mr. Smiths not happy with that, but Mr. Smith doesn't represent the demographic group. Do you guys remember all the money we spent to figure out what the demographic group wanted? You know, and yes, we don't want Mr. Smith to be irritated, but at the same time, if we change everything for Mr. Smith, what do I say for the other, you know, 300 people who loved what we were doing over there?
Exactly. So, what I love about your brand, John, is you're not afraid to take chances.
No.
And if I could make – I'm not the all-knowing credit union guy, but I've been to my share of conferences. I've been in this business since 1999, and what I have learned – If I were leaving the business and turning it over, when we hired Emma to be our new president, our 18-year-old CEO, and she said, what can you tell me about credit unions? I told her, what you will find is credit unions are very, very good at following, but very few of them are good at taking risk, which is the same thing as saying taking chances. It seems like you guys are unafraid of taking chances. What are the kind of big things you guys are going to be doing for the balance of this year?
Well, we have a couple of more Walmart branches scheduled to open that are very technology-based, you know, in what the experience will be for the member. That's coming up. We're going to be we just had a new CRM put into place to better build our relationship with our members. We're going to have much more enhancements to our mobile app, a lot more things. We have a users group that's like going after. We have people that have Bank of America accounts, Chase accounts. We've opened accounts ourselves to try to make our app better than some of the best ones out there. So you'll see a lot more enhancements there. We're going to also incorporate an account aggregation tool into our website that will allow people to bring in everything from everywhere and manage their money, budget their money, view everything, kind of like the Mint, mint.com
yep.
does.
Yep.
So we're,
nice.
We're going to go after all of that. And I think we're going to just continue to be, just push the envelope, be on the edge, get our name out there. I'm somebody that's not afraid to take chances. I think we're in the business to take risk. Of course, there's a balance there, but you can't get anywhere by just sitting behind your desk or and not doing something, because if you don't do it, somebody else is going to. That's my philosophy.
Well, John, we really appreciate you being on the show with us today, and we're speaking to John Holt from Nutmeg State Federal Credit Union, and we just really appreciate this whole new energy that you have brought to the conversation of saying the bank word, the credit union facility, and so may I just say that you are in banking credible, I mean,
yep.
really, and the focus on technology, the fact that what you have done is remembered that we are a relational business, you have tried to capture the relationship, you have been single-focused and minded in that particular regard. I also have to tell you that I think it's really edgy when you take that charismatic personality position in helping to express your brand. That's a very expensive pop proposition to do, because if they rely a lot of the brand on you as the individual, and then something happens to you, then there's a lot of recreating in order to happen. And for those of us who remember Dave Thomas, you'll know exactly how that situation was. It has taken Wendy's about 10 years to, I think, rebrand itself after Dave Thomas passed away, just to make sure to get it right, because they really had got it so messed up from before. But really, kudos to you. Lots of great stuff. Just one more time, in case folks want to reach out to you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
You know, go through our website to just check us out, nutmegstatefcu.org. And I'm more than welcome to assist anyone or help anyone. My email address is jholt@nutmegstatefcu.org.
Hey, listen, John, we have been trying to get you on this show for almost a year. I've been out to your credit union. I've witnessed what you guys are doing firsthand. I was blown away by the fact that it was the first grocery store branch in the entire state of Connecticut.
Yeah.
I love that what you're doing is intentionally engaging your audience, not doing what a lot of businesses do now. They put their name out there and wait for the audience to come to them. And those are the businesses we hear about in the Chapter 11 filings in the financial section of the newspaper. John, you guys have a great, great week out there in Connecticut. And if you ever want to come back on this radio program, believe me, this has been one of the most enlightening interviews we've done in a long time. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure. Have a good one.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
John Holt. Bye. You know, Troy, when I hear from these credit unions of what some people would consider smaller credit unions, I'm always encouraged when I hear stories like this, because generally when we're looking at the Credit Union Times and stuff like that, we're hearing about all these small credit unions merging and going out of business. This is a great interview.
Yeah, it was really great.
Yeah. Next week, we will be on the air. You've got some young people joining us next week. Is that correct?
Well, it is going to be on the focus of young people, because it will be folks from the National Youth Involvement Board, which is representative of all 50 states, and it is the organization that provides youth education to
right.
credit unions, to actual teachers. So the organization reaches the teachers and makes sure that they are armed with information. And so part of what I will be doing is working with them again in their conference. And so we have an opportunity just to pitch the conference that will be in July. And then I'll help them with their strategic planning that they'll do later in the year. And so our goal is to try to make sure that we make education a little more fun and get it contemporary. And
yep.
so it's really kind of trying to move things further and adopt technology. And so I just thought it was really, what a great tie-in from, having John on there.
Exactly. It's like if we want to have a great credit union marketplace in 2020. We need credit unions like Nutmeg State, not afraid to get out there and take chances, and Jonathan said push the envelope 3 or 4 times. I think that's great. I think it's necessary in this new marketplace of instant access and instant commentary on everything. I want to make a big shout out to Gina Eckhart up in Michigan, one of our listeners, a little bummed out because her team didn't win the Final Four, but Michigan made a great, great run. And of course, Troy, I want to say to you, you have a great week out there in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
the sun still shines.
The sun still shines. Hey, folks, if it's Wednesday, it's the Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Today you heard from a credit union that is absolutely playing for keeps. Tune in every week to find out more great success stories, find out about how to put on your best live performance, intentionally engage your audience. Don't wait for your audience to come to you. And Troy and I will talk about it every Wednesday right here. And until next time, you guys have a great week and take care.
Yeah.